Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of the Out of Context podcast. It's been a while. It feels like it's been a while, but it's only been about a week, maybe two. No, just about a week. So we are back once again. Black History Month has come and gone. Valentine's Day has come and gone. Now we're now into March. I think March is St. Patrick's Day, I think. I could be mistaken. Anyhow, my name is Walker A.C., and to you, my friends, yes, Ashley is still my friend. So let me introduce Ashley, but I put the spotlight right on her. She eats her Uncrustables so nasty. Ash, how are you?
I don't give a fuck if you're putting me on the spot. Because, one, you're Adrian. You're not Walker A.C. on this podcast. You are Adrian. So, I don't know where you think you are, but you're not in the right place with that attitude. Let me start you off with that.
Forgive her. It's a sugar rush. How have you been these days? It's good to talk to you again. It seems like it's forever.
Man, this February was a very busy month for me. So, I'm not glad I get to chill and actually relax. So that's why I've been a little bit absent, because I've been busy.
Oh, I mean, we all need our small, you know, catharsis. So, this is why we're going to do this show. Speaking of catharsis, we have our other co-host with us. He's a man. He's a big man. He's an awesome man. He's a sexy man. Sometimes misunderstood, but he's never wrong in our eyes, because to us, he's one of us, and we love him dearly. This is Dakota. Hi, Dakota. How's it going?
Wonderful. I am so happy to be here yet again with my two greatest co-hosts of all time.
Uh-oh, and I think he dropped off again.
I apologize. I thought I had more, but I lost it. I am bad at the talking.
Wow, Adrian spent all that time sucking your dick, and that's all you had to say to him, huh?
Ashley, shut the fuck up. Nobody asked you.
No, it's.
Oh, I am one of two of the wonderful co-hosts, so I thought I had something that I could add in there.
Well, Dakota, it's good to have you back with us for another round of the Out of Context podcast. How's life been treating you these days?
Life is going exceptionally well, actually. I recently got a new primary doctor and have been dabbling in pharmaceuticals to better my life. So that's exciting.
Well, definitely health is always a good thing, because, I mean, there's only one Dakota, and, you know, you have to keep him safe and healthy. So that's definitely a beautiful thing. I've recently, I've still been continuing working on my Peloton, trying to slim down my sexy waist, which is seemingly going backwards. I mean, the more I work out, the fatter I get. I may have to just do something different. I mean, my doctor, he asked me, he goes, Adrian, how often do you, how often do you eat? I'm like, oh, maybe three times a day. He goes, well, how often do you shit? I'm like, maybe once a day. He goes, reverse that. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll definitely give that a shot now moving forward. Great success. Great success. So, other than that, let's jump right into it.
Honestly, man, it came right to my brain when your doctor's like, so how many times a day do you eat? My immediate response was, ask your mom.
Always the obligatory mom joke. Thank you.
Stuff just comes to my brain. I can't stop it. It's a blessing and a curse.
The burdens of being Ashley, it's a burden.
It really is. It's such a burden to be this fucking funny.
Now, speaking of funny, something special happened to you while you were gone, and you've been chomping at the bit to tell this story, so we shall sit back, grab our popcorn, sit the kitties by the fireplace, and Dakota, you can snuggle up next to me. It's okay.
Okay, well, it's not like a whole big thing to share, but... You know, two of my best friends got married on Friday last week. A whole busy thing. I'm the maid of honor. My husband is the best man. And we spent a lot of time helping to get the wedding, like, all decorated, and hours at the salon to get our hair and makeup done, which I will never pay someone to do my makeup again, because this is the third time around I've had someone do my makeup for me. And I still don't like it, and it comes to solutions. I can do my makeup so much better than what I'm paying someone to do it for. Melia was doing makeup, she was pretty nice, but she had four reference photos from me of how my makeup is done. and she did not do my eyebrows correctly, did not do my eyes correctly, and she couldn't even, so with my eyeliner, I have a wing, like, all the time. I always have it winged to my eyeliner. And I look in the mirror, and I was like, hey, can you add the wings to it? And she just looks at me, she's like, oh, yeah, like, how do you feel about you adding them yourself? And I straight up looked at her, and I said, I'm not trying to sound like a bitch, but I literally paid you to do my makeup how I like my makeup, and you can't do wings. And she's like, oh, no, I can do them. And she gives me two little chucks, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And I didn't have to bring any of my makeup with me, because I'm thinking, I'm paying a professional. There's no reason for me to pack additional shit. That's where I went wrong. My makeup was still good, but it was nowhere near how I preferred my makeup to be. And so zero to about that. Other than that, ceremony was great. The wedding is amazing. My friends are having such a great time. I only had one drink during this entire ordeal. Simply because I want to make sure my best friends are having a great time. Nothing goes wrong. And all the music and a lot of people, I get headaches very easily. So I was very much sober for this entire night, but I did a lot of dancing, had fun, et cetera, et cetera. Fast forward, just for context, my friend, the bride, she was adopted when she was very, very little. Her birth parents are both gone. One of them, you know, died when she was like very little, and the other one like died like 10 years ago. And so her parents now, you know, have been her parents since she was like a toddler. And so she has family from her adoptive parents, both of their sides, as well as blood relatives from her birth family. And so all these people are attending. So again, everyone's having a great night. Everyone's dancing outside. I probably took 10 minutes away from being the bodyguard of my best friend, making sure she's having fun, etc., to go use the bathroom, because using the bathroom in that dress was like a task and a half. And then I ran into someone that started talking to me, and then by the time I get back outside, she is crying her eyes out. She is so, like, she is really, really crying. This is towards the end of the wedding. It's basically the end of the wedding at this point. Because we had to be out of the venue by 10 o'clock. So it goes between a rotation between the groom, her dad, and myself, you know, holding her and talking with her. She's basically crying because her birth mother was not able to be at the wedding because birth mom has been dead for 10 years. So it's natural to be upset about that. But I thought it was kind of weird, like, out-of-pocket thing that... But again, you know, things can happen. And she was pretty drunk. Everyone was kind of drunk. But when someone is drunk, you do not trigger anything that could be an emotional response. Especially when you know there are sensitive topics. You don't bring up those sensitive topics. Like, if I'm really drunk off my ass, don't start bringing up how my dad would be happy for me or whatever. Don't bring up my dad. It's one thing if I bring him up, but you don't bring him up to me. So basically... And I noticed that she has these two thick-ass lockets around her neck. I know that's not part of her bridal set. I know because I helped her get into all what is that huge-ass fucking wedding gown and all that bullshit. I know that this is not part of the ensemble. And she has a relative that keeps coming around and keeps talking about the dead mom. Keeps saying, oh, I know. She would have been happy for you. She would have been proud for you. I am... doing everything, because I'm like, no, fuck her. She's not here because the birth mom killed herself. So I was just like, I was not encouraging soft feelings. I was like, no, fuck her. She wasn't. She took herself. She removed herself from your life. She was selfish for it. You are here. Look at all the people are here for you. Et cetera. And she would start feeling a little better. And that same fucking relative, we're just gonna call this one a cousin, keeps bringing her back, and I'm about ready to smack her. And I'm like, I'm trying not to start anything. Even though my friend, who knows me very well and has tasked me a year ago that I'm allowed to be that bitch at her wedding. Like, she has confirmed it with so many people that it's not a joke. I can step in. I shouldn't start arguments or fights, but I am allowed to fucking finish them. So at this point, you know, everyone's taking turns to help out, you know, take down all the decor and load them up into the vehicles while she's crying in the middle of the dance floor. All right, she's on the bench. So at this point now, she can hardly walk. That's how far gone she is from drinking and then being in an emotional breakdown. The plan is to take her through the building to the front where there's still relatives of people inside the house or the venue. I wouldn't really call it a house. We're taking her around the building and we're going to put her in my husband's car because my husband rented an Airbnb big enough where we have our own, like, we're taking the upstairs and they'll have the downstairs. So they have to pay for a hotel room for their wedding night. So I remember going up to her mom and another person to confirm who was responsible for triggering this shit. And my suspicions were correct. It was this cousin. And I'm like, okay, well, all I can think is that fucking locket is coming off. And just to let you know, what's inside these lockets are the ashes of her dead mom. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I had people tell me this originally. Maybe it was just poor timing on this person's part, but it was meant to be a meaningful gift. This was not a gift, because when I'm coming around the corner and catched up to them, I told them as they're trying to put her in the car, I said, nope, put her on the bench, which is right next to the car. I said, I need to take something off of her. And that cousin speaks up. It's like, oh, yeah, I need to take that necklace back. So, and then on top of this, which I literally did not know until about an hour ago as I'm talking to my friend's mom about the events and about other stuff, she also gave, like, not to give, but had her, the bride, read her mom's suicide note. Not to keep, and the lockets are not to keep. So there was it's either two things. Either A, this person had a fucking agenda, which was to make shit about herself and be that heroic family member of the night, or some twisted, fucked up dream in their head, or her being stupid as fuck. And I honestly think it was a combination of the two. So as I'm coming around, at this point, my heels are kicked off. My shoes are kicked off. I'm not trying to fight, but at this point, now I know she's responsible. My best friend has been crying her eyes out on the happiest day of her life. I am just gone. So I'm like, take this shit off now. And the girl's like, yeah, I'm trying to take it off and blah, blah, blah. And I just look at her and I'm like, who the fuck does this? Why would you do this to her? And she's like, excuse me? And I said, why would, and she's like, oh, I didn't start it. Like, someone else brought her mom up. I said, so you fucking encourage it by having her wear this locket and triggers her most response and not even trying to move away from the conversation. You just trigger it, and on her wedding night, I was kind of going on a little tangent. The cousin, you know, telling me to go fuck off. And I said, just take this fucking locket off of her before I snatch it off and I throw it across the street. And I was prepared to do that. Meanwhile, my friend, she's so far gone. Luckily, she's no longer crying because my boobs are in her face. Between me leaning down and in this dress, my cleavage is very much out there. So she's too busy giggling like a 3-year-old little girl and going, what's happening? And then, oh, boobies, and keeps putting her face in my tits. And I'm just like, that's fine that she's doing this because I'm working on a different issue right now.
Distraction.
So I'm still not trying to push a fight. There's like maybe 10 seconds of silence, and Veronica's like giggling, or she said something that was so unrelated, but the cousin's like, yeah, I know, but I'm doing this because somebody, like, she kept making side remarks to me, and I told her, I said, can you just shut the hell up? I said, stop making this about yourself. Like, no one gives a fuck. She has the locket. She stands up, and she's just like, bitch, I'm her fucking blood. And I just looked at her like the face I'm making now, of course, listeners have no idea, but it's just that look of, like, I don't understand you. But it's just me looking at her, like, I really don't fucking care. in my head, and I'm like, I'm not going to get into that, like, how that doesn't fucking matter, like, ever. So, at this point, you know, the groom and my husband are trying to get between us, their arms straight out between us, and I'm, like, going back into telling her off, like, how fucking stupid she is to do this, to allow this to happen, to be the person that encouraged this to where it kind of ruined the end of her night on her wedding. That should have been, that should never have happened in the first place. And I remember my husband, you know, just trying to get me to stop. And in a snap decision, I turned and put my my finger in his face. And I was like, you shut the fuck up. And I go right back to her. Now he's keeping a beat, which after all this had happened, I quickly told him, I was like, I am so sorry. And he's like, no, you're fine. Because he knows it was the heat of the moment. And then, you know, the next thing I know is she's, like, looking me dead in the eye. And she's like, bitch, I will fuck you up. And I just leaned forward and I smiled. And I was like, then fucking swing, bitch. Because, again, I was not allowed to start shit, but I was ready to fucking finish it. So after I told her that, her dad, like, the bride's dad immediately came over and pushed that cousin out of the way. And was throwing her out. Was like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck, go. And my husband and the groom were on top of us, like, you know, get the fuck out, get the fuck out. We don't want to listen, nothing. So now they're getting her in the car. Our flower girl, which was their roommate slash friend, and he's like 22 years old. He comes over, and then the bridesmaid, she comes over too, and they're like, oh, we heard commotion. And we knew you were yelling and cussing, so we were like, oh shit, something's going down, and we were hurrying to get there. And I go to apologize to her dad, because I don't know how he feels about how this was happening. And he's like, no, he's like, you're good. He's like, because I've been wanting to fucking kill her for an hour. And, of course, when I was texting with her mom a little bit ago, she also confirmed, she's like, oh no, we see you as a hero. Like, we are so happy. Like they've known me for years, they know that we're best friends, but they're like, it just solidified anything. Like, it's not like they had any doubts, but it's just like that I was willing to do anything for her. And yeah, and they're like, we're, you know, and among other things. But yeah, she didn't remember anything. She got sick a couple times, kind of. But I ordered pizzas to the Airbnb, and she was so happy about that. And she was like a little kid, and it was so adorable, her being that drunk. And I hate that I couldn't be drunk like that with her. Next morning, she doesn't remember the whole breakdown thing. None of that. She's aware someone brought up that. Everything else is kind of like a blank. Her now husband kind of tells her the story about what I did. Confirmed it, because obviously she's going to end up hearing it from somebody else. And they're like, you know, yo, that's my dog. Like, Ashley really will do anything for you. So yeah, I have literally 7 witnesses. So this cousin tries to say anything else. Like, there's literally 7 other witnesses, and they've all confirmed the story to her between now and then, or then and now. And they're happy. They're on their honeymoon in Colorado in the mountains, doing snowboarding stuff. So yeah, I have. And the thing is, Becky does not know the story yet, because she has been sick. And I just remember the wedding day, like when I'm at the salon and stuff, and she's telling me, don't fight anybody, don't do this, don't do that. I'm like, I'm fine. I will if someone tries me, but I'm fine. And then that happened, and I've been so badly wanting to tell her. It's like, hey, remember how you told me not to do that? I did it. But I tried everything I could. I verified with family members to see who was the culprit. I was trying to be patient. I wasn't downright, you know, attacking this person, but then she kept pushing me, and I'm just like ready to go. I only wish to wait, if it could wait like 10 more seconds, to see that bitch would actually swing at me. That's my only regret. Only regret.
Now, see, it's too bad nobody recorded this, you know, this whole goings on. Or if they did record it, you probably won't see it. They probably wind up on some TikTok or Twitter page somewhere.
No. I'm not one of those people where, so I actually don't watch fights and recordings like that. I don't even like watching, you know, so I don't like watching this stuff because I am one of those people that I think it's stupid that people are fighting and arguing and clearly something dangerous is going on. And you're one fucking idiot to stand there just recording it. And on top of that, and then it gets posted online. So if someone had been there and done that, that's another person on my list I would fucking fight. Because I don't want to be posted of my best friend sitting there. She's drunk and giggling, but her face is still very red from when she was crying. And seeing all this, that would be humiliating for me. So, I'm very glad no one was recording. And I have the memory in my head, everyone else does, and I'm glad that Veronica doesn't remember any of it. She's just aware that it happened, because we've told her, but other than that, I'm good. But speaking of recordings, you know, you see a lot of online videos of people rescuing wild animals or puppies and kittens. A lot of it, you can tell it's staged, because sometimes you can just see, like, how some of the animals look, like, especially puppies and kittens. You'll see that, like, fur, you find them in the middle of nowhere, and their fur is relatively clean. I don't buy it. I think you're just getting views. So when people do that stuff, it's one thing when you can very much tell the element. Like, you see it's a dolphin or a whale that's trapped in a bunch of fishing wire. Okay, that would be very hard for you to set up. That I can kind of believe. So puppy and kitten videos, I don't encourage those. I don't like to watch them. Regardless if there's truth or not, because there are people that stage that shit and put these young animals in danger. And then the same thing with charity and helping out the homeless. I hate that too. Why do you need to broadcast what you're doing for people? Like, oh, I went up to this person and I bought them like 5 pizzas. I gave them $100 and you're posting it to the internet. I hate that you're just trying to get the attention. If their defense is like, oh, I'm just trying to spread the word. There's so many other ways you can do it than just videoing of you being a nice person and what you're doing for someone, and then making it into content. Like for me, I participate in charities. I do what I can to, in certain situations, for what I witness out in public. I don't broadcast it. I don't put it on my Facebook. I don't talk about it on TikToks. It's something I know I'm doing, and I can care less if other people are aware of it or not.
Oh, I mean, most things online are fake anyhow, so I really just take it worth a grain of salt. But yes, kudos to you for being that true best friend and, you know, sticking up for your friend in her time of need. It's too bad it could be.
So it literally is not, it's not all shit talk from me. People think, oh, you know, I just like to talk big, and I do. But when it comes down to it, I will fucking get down for people I care about.
Well, I mean, if I ever get married, I'll be sure I invite you just in case as my special enforcer, and just in case family steps in and want to mess things up. So, you're definitely on my list.
I cannot wait till the photos come out, because there's actually going to be photos of me looking like a bodyguard with my sunglasses and everything, because the photographer, she was amazing. Inside the venue, so pretty much everyone's sitting outside in the lawn chairs and whatnot while we're inside getting ready, the bride getting ready. We don't want anyone to see her besides the media bridal party, and except for the groom. But there's a side room for like parents and grandparents, because the grandparents are a little bit older, so they won't be comfortable. So there's a double door to shut it, but it wouldn't shut all the way. There's like a little crack, and I'm like, I got it. I'm standing in front of it. I'm just like, I'm turning around, peeking through. I was like, ain't no one looking through this. Get to the other side of the room, Joanne. And so it was funny. And the way I was standing, messing around with the photographer, like, I'm just a bouncer at this point. I literally have all the rules assigned to me by the bride. And she's over, and the bride's over there, like, yeah, she's, you pick the name, and that's what she is today. And I was like, yep. And I happen to have my sunglasses in my dress pocket, so I put them on, and the photographer's like, oh, we're going to do some poses of you. So I do like the tough guy, I do like ready, arms crossed, I do like poses. So those are going to come out, and I cannot wait. And I'm definitely going to show you guys.
Yes, I'm definitely interested to see that. And now for our listeners here of the podcast, unfortunately you guys would not be privy to these photos. So this is only exclusive to the Out of Context podcast. Yeah. Once again, we apologize for that, people. But, you know, certain things are sacred. So this is something we have to keep between us. So, but moving on.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, congratulations.
Everyone listening. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think the listeners are used to this at this point. There's a lot of shit we talk about. You'll have no idea. Are we talking shit? Are we making up stories? Probably. You'll never know.
It's social media. It could be fake. Or is it? Dakota, you were going to say something?
So, pertaining to Ash's story, that fucking cousin is an absolute fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a nice gesture. I think that person literally came there to do one thing and one thing only, and that was to disrupt shit and put the attention on them instead of her. So, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, so I'll just have you guys know, like, if either of you ever get married, you need someone that's not afraid to get their hands dirty to make sure your night is going perfectly well and have someone handle things behind the scenes, I'm that bitch.
I don't think my family is... I don't want to say dumb enough. I don't think my family's dumb enough to interfere on the happiest day of my life. And I don't think either my cousins or any of sort will come in and want to start drama.
This is true. But you never know. A potential future bride, if that were to happen, their family could be fucking crazy. Or you could have friends that's invited and there's one that has a screw loose. And on top of that, if your wedding, I swear to God, if you have a wedding and there's no alcohol involved, you have a whole other problem on your hands, sir. And that's gonna be with me.
I'll provide the alcohol. It's okay. I'll keep you happy. And people will say, why is that tall woman standing in a corner? Don't worry about her. She's fine. You know, just leave her be. Don't talk to her. Don't take any pictures next to her. Don't look her directly in the eyes. And just leave her be.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you definitely had quite the entertaining week. I mean, compared to everything else that's going on, I mean, a couple of upside down things have gone on recently with work and personal life, but nothing really compares to what you've gone through. So, I mean, you definitely wanted the highlight of the night with that one.
No, and then I get my heart broken the next morning because I get my dogs boarded when we go out of town and my mom's not visiting, so she can't watch them. So I have them boarded, and usually when I go away, I'll pick them up like on a Sunday, and their Sunday pickup times are between 2 and 4. Because they're pretty much closed, besides a couple people working on site to take care of the dogs. So instead, it was Saturday, because they're, you know, we don't need to say we're heading back home, and I'm ready to go get my dogs. But we're fucking tired. So I'm like, okay, there's plenty of time to take a nap. I drive to the boarding place. It's probably about like a 20-minute drive. I get there, and I go, the door's locked, and then I read the sign that Saturdays open from 9 to 3. And I'm like, no! I missed it by 30 minutes because, again, I thought it was 2 to 4. So it's my own mistake for not realizing the time. And there's nothing I can do. I did try calling once just to see if someone would pick up, but they didn't. I'm not going to be that person that bangs on the door. But I go back and I sit in my car and I'm staring at the boarding place and the big, huge puppy doggy playground. And I'm like, kind of in tears. I'm like, I just want my dogs. And I know they're in there and I can't get to them without getting arrested. Because there's cameras here. But then Sunday, I was able to get them, and I was super happy because I miss my doggos.
It all has a happy ending. Well, let's see here. Well, actually, before I go, Dakota, I'll pass it over to you. Anything on your mind? I mean, how's the week been for you other than, the mass improvement of your health?
Not terrible at all. Not terrible at all. It's been a very uneventful week. Very, very uneventful. Nothing too trying or pressing like what's going on, like what happened with Ash. You know, I just had a normal week, which is odd for me. I'm wondering what's going to happen next.
And of course, you do realize when everything's going well, you're like, something's bound to happen. I know it's bound to happen.
Well, yeah, okay, shit's going to hit the fan, and I just need to make sure I'm not near the fan.
Well, for me, everyone knows, it's well documented ever since I started this crazy adventure in 2018, I'm a man of privacy. I'm a man of being in my castle alone, around my castle is a moat with alligators, nobody's coming in, people leave me alone kind of thing. But recently, of course, when life goes all so well, Dakota, the fates will go, we're going to mess with you for a little bit. So, the fates did. Me sitting in my castle by myself, my wonderful son and his lovely, lovely lady. Their apartment was up. They're going to move into the other apartment. But lo and behold, the apartment's not ready. Yes, folks, that long pause, you know where this is going. get a phone call from my son. Dad, can we stay with you for a couple of weeks while our apartment's getting ready? Me being the lovely father that I am, I'm like, absolutely, yes. While I'm screaming in my head, no, my poor castle, my poor privacy. So yes, it's my son, his lovely lady, two cats, and all their stuff. So Castle Walker right now is full of people, full of stuff, full of things. And right now, I love the company of my son and his lovely lady. But on the other hand, that Castle Walker has been invaded for about a month.
Where's Hippo?
He is currently at his other parents' house at the moment. So
when do you get Hippo back? When your kid leaves?
Yes.
Okay. Can I come over there and kick him out? I'll do it for you.
No, I love the fact that he's here. Just not used to being Castle Walker having people over. It's definitely a weird thing now, because once you've been by yourself for a couple of months and you're used to it and you're comfortable, and now it's been interrupted a little bit.
But Hippo keeps getting put back and forth. That's not fair to his mental state, man. You don't know what you're doing to this dog emotionally. He's going from one place to the other. He's like, what am I doing wrong? I just want to be a happy little hippo.
Now, for those of you who are wondering, what the hell is she talking about? The hippo is our baby pit bull, Paulo. He's a big dog.
Hippo.
Yes, and they refer to him as Hippo. So currently, he's at his other's master's house right now, and we have Sherbert the cat. Who is Sherbert the cat, you may ask? We've had Sherbert the cat ever since he was a baby, and now he is this big, fat cat. He's a fixture in Castle Walker, so I have to get used to having him around again. So it's going to be quite the hoot. So this has been my couple weeks so far. Not good, not bad, just there. So I definitely welcome it. So there goes my peace for a while. So Dakota, I do have a question to ask you, because you've been the quiet one in this whole show as always. I mean, come on, like, you're the silent killer, so we have to get you involved. When things are kind of going crazy for you, you know, where's your peace? Where's your happy place in Dakota's world?
So there are a few, actually. Obviously, I have Thick Bunkus. I have Fredward. He helps calm quite a bit. He's a very good, loving boy who can sense when I'm in dire need of support and love. So he will come up and headbutt me and nuzzle me and give me the love and support I need. My other venues for releasing stress from life are working on project cars. I have two project cars that I'm trying to throw back together, as well as the one I'm currently driving is technically a project car too. So I've got all three of them. I find it soothing when things go well, but that's another one that can make me homicidal. And my last one, I target shoot up at my parents' house because they have like 14 acres. So I go there. I enjoy it. I'm probably going to get canceled for saying this, but the mechanical things tickle my tism in such a way that it's indescribable. It just makes me giddy like a child.
So it pretty much tickles your taint. That's what you're kind of aiming at a little bit. Just tickles your fancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad. That definitely works. And Ashley, what about you? I mean, where's your happy place? What is your happy place? Long day at work, you're ready to mass murder, death, kill people. Where do you go for your happy place?
My bed and sleep. So if it's a work night and clearly I can't sleep like 12 hours, I where I'm sitting at now, my game room. And I got my computer to play games. But truly my happy place is, I like it, it's more than just the online games. I like to be in bed. I want to be all snuggled up in my bed with a fan on, maybe watching TikToks or watching something, and most importantly, having my two dogs in the bed with me to cuddle with. My husband's optional, depending on my mood. But yeah, that's really my happy place. If it's just where I don't have a chance to go anywhere else, that's it for me.
That's not bad. No, I mean, for me, I'm a very zen person through and through, so very rarely something really gets me. But on the very rare occasion something really bothers me, the happy place, and I don't mean to steal your thunder there, Ash, but for me, yeah, it's lying down. because either it's smashing something, which I'm not going to smash my stuff because I'm a minimalist. I don't have too much. I like it that way. I'm not going to break any of that stuff. I'm not going to yell at anybody because I don't yell. You know, so maybe video games, no. But for me, it's laying down with a book or playing Bejeweled on my phone and just unwinding. Because, like I said, I mean, as we all get older, we have to find more and more things to keep us busy, you know, versus reaching out on the phone and talking to people, because that's kind of passe now. I mean, the last thing you want to do is hop on a phone and vent your frustrations to somebody. You just rather take care of it on your own. And, yeah, just find a happy spot, Gesundheit. So, yeah, this is... It was good, though, Ashley. It was good. Now, once again, people, for those of you who obviously didn't see that, she was a trooper. She had a sneeze. She was a pro. She was a pro. Put it on mute. Let it fly. She's good. She knows the ways of the podcasting etiquette. Good job.
Listen, man, like, I knew that sneeze because there's people are getting sick around my company right now. And I'm pretty sure I'm literally next because I'm starting to have a little bit of symptoms. For 2 more days of work, so I'm just trying to survive. So the sneezing material. I've been sneezing so much. Maybe I'm allergic to bullshit. Dakota's here.
There's that jab. Hey. There's that jab, Dakota. There's that jab.
Hey.
It's been a while. What?
No. Guess what? You are a beautiful individual, and I value your friendship.
Oh, fuck off. How dare you, sir? You see this? You see this psychological warfare he's doing on me? I would never resort to such blasphemy.
He's attacking your weak spot.
Psychological warfare.
He is truly attacking your weak spot right there.
I don't like it. I don't believe in it.
I mean, Dakota, going for the kill. Just go straight for the kill.
I'm so glad I met you and that we're friends.
That long silence right there, that's look on her face because she has no idea how to react.
I don't like this. Adrian, move forward, please.
Yes, absolutely, folks. Now, see, with this show, you really can't ask any kind of questions or start any kind of dialogue because we just go wherever we want to go. So if I bring up a particular topic, Ash is going to poop on it. So I dare not even do it because we know how this is going to turn out. Uh-huh, no, don't give me the face because I did have a question for the group, but no, I'm not going to do it because every time I do it, you just throw it right off the rails, you throw it in the trash, and you step on it.
That's what we're here for. That is the podcast. You want this to be like Joe Rogan or some other bullshit? No, ask the fucking question, Adrian.
See, Dakota, this is what I have to deal with ever since, for many years.
You're the one that brings it up, like, oh, I was going to bring up something and talk about it, but now I don't want to. Like, then bring it up. Just talk about it. If you weren't going to bring it up, don't mention about not bringing it up because you're asking for attention. Bring it up.
Me? Attention? I'm an old man. I don't want attention. I don't want anybody looking at me. Anyhow, so my main question to you.
I have multiple podcasts.
Really? So anyhow, my main question to you, my team out there, is I'll start with Dakota first. Now, of course, looking at my son and looking at his, you know, like his lovely lady, which makes me think about, you know, first loves and stuff like that. Because my son, this is his first love he's had since high school. Tremendous thing. Because, I mean, he totally blows my relationship out of the water because I suck at it. So when, I think I asked a question before, but if I did, please correct me. When did you realize at a young age that you were attractive, that you were approached? For whether it be a date, a relationship, or just some kind of flirtatious conversation.
I am an oblivious dumbass. So, unless there were only ever like two times I actually, like, somebody legitimately came up to me and was like, I want to go out with you. One was, I was fresh out of high school. I think I was 19, and there was a girl. For sake of argument, we're gonna call her Vicky. And she, you know, blatantly asked me if we could, and I was like, sure. And that fell through, obviously. And the second one was Chloe, and there were probably more, but I'm oblivious to Not now. I am Stop it. I am oblivious to people's advances towards me because of, I don't know. I'm just not used to it. I'm not used to people taking an interest in me because I've always been so, like, self-deprecating that I don't, for the longest time, I didn't think I was, like, worthy of the attention or love and affection of others because of how I viewed myself. So it was rough for a number of years, but now I feel a lot better about myself, and I'm lost my train of thought. So please, somebody else go.
My answer is pretty similar. I'm pretty oblivious because I didn't exactly get dates or anything in school, high school. I never got to go to the dances. I mean, I would get asked out and stuff by my brother's friends. Not even asked out. They just want to do something because I'm the closest female to them. And then when I really entered the dating scene, I still just kind of felt, I had that, like, it was during, I consider my skinny days. I was still chubby, but it was kind of like a decent chubby. I guess I was a little bit self-aware at that time, but not by a lot. Like, a guy would really have to make it obvious by, like, hey, I want your phone number because I would like to do things with you. It was more so like a do things to you, but I didn't really have any boyfriends before. I literally only ever had two boyfriends before I met my husband, because everyone else in between, it was just friends with benefits or being used, but I was never the type that a guy wanted, like, the term, like, have your hand on their elbow or whatever. Like, I wasn't the type of girl guys would want to take out to restaurants and go places with. It was just kind of, yeah, sure, we'll pick up something and then we're just going to go back to this, to my place. And so, yeah, and then, you know, nowadays, you know, obviously I'm bigger than I was 10 years ago, but I have good hair days, I have good makeup days, and I kind of make myself look decent. But I'm still very oblivious when someone is clearly trying to flirt with me. It's happened a couple times. And then I'm just like, where I'm with a friend, and the friend's like, Ashley, were you not aware about any of that? Like, wait, what was happening? So there occasionally were times that there is a guy that will try flirting with me or doing something, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what you're doing, sir, unless you actually flat out say, I would love to bang your brains out. I have no idea that you're interested. So, yeah. My answer is pretty much the same as Dakota's. I'm very oblivious to that stuff.
So, Chloe's the one who does that to me.
Yeah.
Because we'll be, like, at a restaurant or, like, going through a store shopping, and someone will hit on me, and I'll be like, they were really nice, weren't they? She's like, you fucking dumbass. They were hitting on you. And I'm like, no, they weren't. She's like, yeah. Yeah, they were. They absolutely were.
Oh, yeah, that's so I'll notice when someone's looking at my husband, because he's a very attractive man. He's been going to the gym for the last year, so he's bulked up, and he is like a male fashionista. He can dress up, and he looks amazing. So I'm aware that he's going to get looks. There are going to be people that are interested in him, but I trust him. I don't worry about him reciprocating, but still the fact is that I acknowledge that I'm a territorial person. I acknowledge that I'm a jealous person, and I'm very insecure because based off my own appearances. These are my own issues to deal with. And I do my very best not to project them onto him. So we'll go places, but like the wedding, for example, there were some girls that I could see were clearly checking him out. I'm not starting shit. Okay. But made it very clear that he was my husband because me being the maid of honor, him being the best man, people don't exactly know that you're a couple or not. They usually assume you're not with most situations. So when it comes time to do our speeches, it's my speech. And I was like, yeah, there he is, best man, my husband, and casually going on to stake my claim that. So I was like, bitches, watch out. Second is, well, you know, everyone's outside where the bartender is, the DJ drinking and stuff. And these girls are looking at him. Sometimes when they're dancing, they're getting a little close to where he's at, but no one's actually made any contact with him. Very smart. Because the majority of time, I'm in his arms, and him and I are giving each other kisses and stuff, and I'm there looking very flirtatious with him. And I make it very obvious And he's been drinking to where he doesn't really understand what's going on, because it's my own way of telling these females back the fuck off.
And I guess finally for me, I was always told that the uglier you are, the smarter you have to be. So I spent a whole lot of time reading books, watching comedy shows to try to work on my shining personality. And I was never considered a good-looking person. I guess I've been told for many years, oh, you're a handsome man. And I'm like, okay, that's like being the nicest guy in prison. Really does nothing for me. And I've been oblivious also. You know, there have been a few times where I'm with my family or with friends, and my sister or my friend will go, hey, that girl's hitting on you. I'm like, me? What? No. Stop messing with me. Stop joking. Where's the camera? And I literally, a woman literally had came up to me, and she's like, I want to go out with you. I'm like, go where? Because I was just three shades of stupid, and I couldn't, you know, I really couldn't fathom it, because once again, I had Coke bottle glasses on. I had a humongous Angela Davis afro, and I just had zero confidence. Zero confidence. And until my face grew into my body, yeah, I just struck out left and right trying to speak to women. So it's not necessarily just giving up, but just knowing your limitations as a human being. So it had to take, say for example, my son's mother to literally say, I like you. And my response was, why? And she found it funny. I was not making a joke. I'm like, why do you like me? What? You know, and in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to touch it. But no, I was just very, very happy that everything panned out well. So yeah, all of a sudden there's a kid that just called me daddy. I'm like, okay, fine, you know, you win. But yeah, after that, I kind of grew this little confidence to where my self-deprecating humor turned into, oh my God, a girl likes me. So yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, I feel like a dog. I'm like, wow, somebody's petting me. It's tremendous, you know, she likes my penis. But no, other than that, it took me a very long time to have that confidence. And that first crush happened in junior high. I'm kind of bringing it back to a circle, where one of my close friends now told me she liked me, and I had no idea what to do with that information.
Okay, can I step in?
Absolutely.
I hate it when people do that shit, because it's happened to me where you happen to be on social media and you're friends with someone that you knew from back in middle school or high school or your first job or something, just basically someone that's literally from your past. And then they come out of the blue and say, oh yeah, I was totally into you. I thought you were pretty. I thought this. I thought that. And I'm sitting here like, clearly I'm not doing anything with you now. I'm like, where the fuck was this during that time when I was clearly fucking single? If I can share a quick story as a prime example, is when I was working for that mutual company, you and I, well, Racetrack, because we've said it before. This was like early years before I met you, and I was working over in a different city and stuff. And the guy I worked with, we worked overnights together. We were both Scorpios. Our birthdays are in November. We called ourselves homies. We were really good friends. We hung out all the time. Get other friends we'd hang out with. He was going to nursing school, and we were watching Grey's. I'd go to his house, and we'd watch Grey's Anatomy all the time. So there was a part of me that, yeah, I would have, you know, like, there was a part of me that's like, yeah, I would be interested. But he was going through a really bad breakup like I was going through. That was another thing that bonded us. And his ex was drop-dead gorgeous. Like, the typical, stereotypical, like, beautiful face, beautiful body, fashion, all that, and I clearly was not that. So I never ever try to pursue it or try to push any flirtations. It was just that. There was a tiny little part that kind of noticed my friend. Like, she would ask questions, but this stuff I always ignored. And then, like, a few years, and then I started dating my now husband. And the guy that I was friends with, he seemed like a little, like, oh, wow, yeah. Like, whatever, I'm thinking, like, because it's Muslim, he knows we can't really hang out one-on-one as much anymore now. And then a few months later, he meets a girl who's also Muslim. So it's funny how that worked out. Him and I have always been friends on social media since then, and we occasionally talk. A few years ago, he's getting married to her. He converted and became a Muslim and all that. And I happened to be drinking at the bar with my friend who it was right in question. and we're him and I are talking, and like, you know, hey, super excited for you that you're drinking. So he's like, yeah, I just need to get something off my chest. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? As soon as he said that, because I have been through this conversation with other guys. And he's like, yeah, back then, like, I was definitely interested in you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here thinking, why didn't you do anything? And I also asked him that. And he's like, oh, because I was afraid you were going to say no because you were going through that bad breakup. And I'm like, you dumbass motherfucker, I would have been totally down to do shit with you then. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, I've been on the receiving end of that, and I've done that too.
Yeah, it's... And I hate it, because he's telling me, like, things he thought about back then. I'm like, whoa, calm down, cowboy. But that shit is, like, what frustrated me. But clearly, like, he's married. Like, they're still married. They're happily married. I'm happily married. But that was just, like, a prime key thing that I can think of, but there has been other situations. The same thing is, I knew this many years ago. I was totally interested in you. There was literally no excuse back then during that time period. I was not dating. I was not with anyone. You could have said something to me. Like, I'm kind of glad I'm not, because who knows where my life would be now. But it's the fact of the matter is, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's a whole fear of rejection thing. And when you have that fear of rejection, you don't say anything. You know?
Yeah, but these were like hot dudes. And I'm just like, I was considered average. I'm not going to dunk on myself super hard. But at the end of the day, I am aware of my appearance. I am not stereotypical attractive appearance when you're thinking about it. But back then, I was at least decent looking. I was much thinner than I am now. But whatever, it's like, you are not fucking guys. You could.
Well, hey. If... Look, working at a racetrack back then, I bumped into a whole lot of my old high school people. You know, grade school people too, you know, they would, you know, say, oh my God, that's so-and-so. I'm like, yes, that's me. You look exactly the same as you did back in. So I'm like, yes, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you with your 15 kids. Okay. That's wonderful. And, you know, I've had a few young ladies would say, oh, you know, oh, I really liked you in grade school. I really liked you in high school. Oh, you look really good now. I'm like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, you didn't say a single word to me. I bombed like right in front of you. And you said nothing, and now you're saying something to me now, and I'm taken, I'm happy, wonderful, thanks. But then now when I'm single, they're all disappeared, you know, they're all in the abyss somewhere. Yes, you there in the back, yes.
Oh, yes, yeah, so I think there's also a little theory of that. It can be as simple as it's this person that is single and lonely now, or they're unhappy where they are with their life, whether it's from having a bunch of fucking kids and having marriage, whatever. And these conversations happen because they see you. They see you like you are in a relationship. You are decently happy. So I think it comes to a combination of like all these feelings and mixed like, I wish I could have that. And I think that's another reason that brings on these conversations. That or someone's just alone and horny.
Oh, basically.
And they think, how married are you? Because like clockwork, every year, during certain parts of the year, I usually get 5 to 6dudes I used to talk to, like before I met my husband. That's still... try messaging me and reaching out to me and like, hey, still married? Yep. How married are you? Still very married. Like, it happens so much, and I'm like, dude, it's been like 10 years now. Yeah, haven't caught the hint, but no, they still try. I give them points for that. They're still trying. But no, it's I always say, like, even if there's the slightest temptation there. I would not risk one night of fun for the life of my good health with my husband because he does treat me very well. I do love him a lot. There's times I would love to beat him with a baseball bat, of course, but not enough where it's like, yeah, you're not worth it. Tom Hiddleston, worth it. You?
No. Dakota, you had something.
I was... I have two things, actually. When you were talking about... So when you were comparing yourself to, like, the one guy who like, broke up with his girlfriend and she had, like, you know, the stereotypical, like, pretty face, pretty body, I was fucking Taylor Swift came into my head. She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts.
Yeah, that, listen, man, I used to vibe with that song when that came out back then because I was like, that's cute. Because I was a boy.
And then the second thing was, you know, if you...
If your husband ever pisses you off and you want to make a jab at him or a joke, you could be like, look at all these. Look at all these messages. I got options, motherfucker.
I told him that. Well, not deliberately that way, because I don't want my phone to get broken. but it's just... Because he was like, no more social media, no more this stuff. And like, I'm like, okay, this has gone way too far, because he is also the jealous type. And I am not going to spur on, like... Because I would be insecure as fuck. If my husband came up to me and showed me all these messages from girls trying to hook up with me, I would have the same reaction. I would fucking break his phone. I would tell him he's changing his number. He is completely changing all of his social media, where he's going to have just his initials on as his screen name. I would react poorly as well. But no, no, hold on. Put your hand down. Put your two foot. No. No. He's... But there's been times I'm like, oh, I will make that joke where it's like, oh, yeah, this 80-year-old war veteran told me I have beautiful eyes. You better watch yourself. I have options. Like, so I'll make those jokes, but not in a super obvious way that, because I just, like, he is a full-grown Middle Eastern man born and raised in that area. They be very territorial, and I vibe with that, which is why I would also not test that.
Well, I had one scenario many, many years ago. When I realized who I was and what I had to offer, the lady who remained nameless bragged and said, you know, I have all these guys in my DMs. They want me. You know, so if you don't want me, they want me. I'm like, okay, well, that's great. You have all these guys in your DMs, and guess what they want? They only want one thing. And they'll get that one thing, and then they'll leave. Versus, you'll have my last name. I'm the winner. So go ahead. Go get them. It's okay. You'll come back to me when you know, I'm like, you'll come back to me when we're all wore out. So it's great. So yeah, that pretty much put the kibosh on that one instantly.
But if they're all worn out, how can they come back to you?
I wouldn't take that person back after they got wore out.
Oh, I was gonna say, like would they be able to walk? Did they have to crawl?
No, pretty much the point of that whole thing was, obviously, you have all these, all these men that want you, but they only want one thing, not to give you their last name. Anyhow, not to get into too deep into what's
going on. But like you say, how I have to shit on one of your topics, so that was me shitting on it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, how can I be true to myself if I don't do that?
It's the gas station dildo all over again.
No.
It really is. We need to have a new guest. We haven't had a new guest in a long time. I will be doing some research and getting a guest on here.
I don't think people want to come on the show. You know how many people we burn through in this show?
Hmm?
I see how many people we burn through in this show.
No, wait, you had Chloe on here and she wasn't asked that question.
Next,
we did,
Oh yeah, we did. Never mind. Yes. Because I remember, because it was when you were on and she just happened to be sitting with you. No, but I have a few people in mind. I can reach out and be like, hey, what are you doing next Wednesday night?
Dakota, before you came on board, Dakota, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Dakota, before you came aboard, we burned through a lot of people on this show. So a lot of people. The people who are listening, you know who you are. We burned through a lot of people.
We did. You were dumb enough to stay. You're like, I like it here.
You poor, poor man.
Right. Why wouldn't I want to stay?
That's what I mean. You vibe with us, where the other people are like, I never want to be asked back onto the show ever again.
Yeah, you poor, poor bastard. Speaking of poor bastards, Dakota, I have something special for you. Now, and I have something special for Ashley as well, Ash Majestics.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time, because we are the show is slowly closing up. And I think it's time, Dakota, for you, since you're one of us, and hopefully you stick around more longer than the others, I think it's time to play a game, Dakota. A very special game. And it's a game that you'll enjoy. Now, for the people who've heard this show before, they're dancing in their seats right now. The others are kind of have, what kind of game can you do on a podcast? The game is called Pick the Porn. Now, what is Pick the Porn, you may ask? Pick the Porn is going to give you three titles, and one of the titles is a fake title. Now, those of you who are at home playing the home game, you know how this goes. Now, so what I'll do, I have four rounds. So what I'll do, two for Dakota, two for Ashley. So now, before we get going here, I'm going to give a number between 1 and 10. Dakota, pick a number between 1 and 10. Ashley, pick a number between 1 and 10. The closest one will start first.
5.
7.
Dakota, you win. Number was 6.
Sam. Well, wait. I had 5. You chose 7. 6 is in the middle. We're literally tied on that.
Okay, ladies first. Chivalry's not dead. So, so here we're going to go. I'll go 2 rounds here, and here we go. Ashley, title number 1, Come and Comer.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? That sounded like you were having a stroke.
Come and Comer.
Okay.
Put your phone down, no cheating. Title number 2.
I swear I'm not looking.
Title number 2, 8 Mile Penis. Title number 3, White Man Can't Hump. Which one is a fake porn title? 10 seconds.
I'm gonna go with the second one.
8 Mile Penis. Is that your final answer?
I guess.
You are correct. 8 Mile Penis is a fake porn title. Welcome back to the game. Now I'm gonna go for round number 2. Too bad you people can't see her dance. That's awesome. Round number 2. 28 Bangs Later. Crocodile Done Me. Jurassic Pork. Which one is a fake porn title?
I want to go with number 3.
Jurassic Pork. Are you sure?
I really hope so.
Do you need a minute to think?
No. I'm choosing this one.
All right. You are incorrect. That is a real porn title. You can look it up. Jurassic Pork is a real porn title. The fake porn title is 28 Bangs Later. 28 Bangs Later.
I was doing my other guess, but I'm like, Jurassic Pork, like, that just doesn't even sound good. Like, I actually don't want to Google that. I don't want to Google it.
That sounds like a promotion at Arby's.
Yeah.
It does, actually.
It sounds like an Arby's, like, does Arby's, like, promote pornos? I mean, I would probably eat from them more.
Oh, it sounds like a sandwich. Try the new Jurassic Pork at Arby's.
We have the meats. All right, Dakota, are you ready for your 2 rounds here? Pick the porn. All right, yes. Very good. So, once again, pick out the fake porn title. You there at home? Play at the home game. Title number 1, Passenger 69. Title number 2, The 69th Sense. Title number 3, The Da Vinci Chode. Which one is the fake porn title?
What?
Nope.
I Googled it.
I'm not listening to you. I'm going with number 2, The 69th Sense.
Is that your final answer? Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
You are incorrect. That is a real porn title, The 69th Sense. The fake porn title, The Da Vinci Chode, is a fake porn title.
Damn it.
Now, second round. Are you ready, Dakota?
Yes, sir.
Title number 1, The Slutty Professor. Title number 2, Titty Titty Bang Bang. Title number 3, The Robin Hood. Which one is a fake porn title?
Number 2.
Titty Titty Bang Bang. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Now, before we conclude this final round here, I'm going to look over to Ashley, and I'm going to say, do you think he's right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right.
I honestly stepped away. Like, okay, I will be fair with you. I have no idea the questions that you asked him or the options because I Googled Jurassic Park. So that's no in my brain.
Yeah, it's real.
Because I found way more than just the thing. So yeah, whatever he picks.
Now, this lets you know, people, Dakota. Our audience, this lets you know that this is a real game, folks. These titles are actually real. So, Titty Titty Bang Bang, Dakota, you are incorrect. No, actually, I stand corrected. My bad, I apologize, snafu in the game. You are correct, sir. That is a fake porn title.
I was about to say, I have seen Throbin Hood before.
Good job, you two. Good job.
God damn it, I gotta look up something else. Okay.
Please tell me you're in an incognito tab.
No, she's not.
Why would I need incognito?
She has nothing to hide.
I don't care, like, when people see my history. Like, I said this several times in the podcast, is if I die, I'm A-okay about people, like, seeing what my Google search history is. It is wild, and I don't think anyone, they're going to be surprised by what I searched, but they're not going to be surprised that I searched it.
Exactly.
It's like Kindle Unlimited history. I want purged from the earth, from this material plane. My Kindle goes in the pits of lava. Like, you take that shit to Mordor and you drop it with no hesitation. That's what I want hidden.
We're going to read all her titles. Don't need to be knowing. We're going to read all her titles on her funeral. And everyone's not going to be shocked. They're going to go, oh, okay. That figures.
Oh, no, you're not going to know by the titles. You're not going to know by the titles. You're going to, like, it's when you, like, you're going to kind of get hit by the synopsis, but then when you read it and you're like, I'm like, yeah. She goes really down the rabbit hole with what she likes to read.
And so as we wrap up this episode of the Out of Context podcast, Dakota, what did you think of the recent addition to Pick the Porn?
Always a fabulous game. I really enjoyed the titles this time. That first round I had threw me for a loop. It really did.
Ashley, what did you think as you were Googling some of the titles and being pleasantly surprised?
I love it. I always like Pick the Porn. I like that it's not like an every episode thing anymore, because it was kind of dulling out. So I like that we get to bring this back like once every so many episodes. It's fresh. I get excited. I clearly forget, because you kind of bring back some of the same answers. I was thinking about it, I will recognize it, but I will always forget, like, fuck, which one was it? So I like it. I appreciate it. I enjoy the research that you do.
I do it for you guys. Now, as the show comes to a close, where can people find you, Dakota, if they want to reach out to you, see some of your work, and anything else in between?
You can go on either the TikTok or the YouTube and look up Coda1996 and see me work on cars and be a goofy person in general.
Ash Majestics?
Ash Majestics, there you go. That's how are you going to search me? You type that baby up into any social media, Google, whatever, if something pops up, there you go.
Oh, very good. And of course you can find us under walkerac76.podbean.com. That's walkerac76.podbean.com. And also, it's up and running, folks. Our new website, walkeracexperience.com. Put it on your phone. That'll bring to our own personal website news, information, our podcast you can listen to, or just go to any of the 21 podcast apps that are out there, whether it be iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, listen to us then, but make it personal. Hop on over to walkeracexperience.com. If you do it on your PC, walkeracexperience.com/mobile. So thank you guys for tuning in, hanging out with us, downloading this show, and once again, supporting the experience. Get some merchandise, cafepress.com/WACE. Now I'm done bantering about. I think it's time for us to finish out proper. So Ashley, what do you got for us?
Giggity. So what do you call a herd of baby sheep running or rolling down a hill?
What?
A lamb slide.
Senpai, come in my ass and call me Obama!
Good night, everyone!